This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
By day, Mark Orlowski runs a nonprofit called the Sustainable Endowments Institute. By night, Mark's got a weird but useful hobby. He totally geeks out on airline frequent flyer and credit card points, and he appears here from time to time to share his secrets. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, David. Good to see you.
I need a pep talk. I try to cash in points on the two airlines I use more often to get other plane tickets. So whenever I look, it's a quadrillion points to wherever I want to go. I just looked New York to L.A. on one of them, 48,500 miles in June. If I fly really late at night, 35,000. That's not a cheap ticket.
That's way too much for a domestic ticket, especially in economy.
Which is where it is.
And if you want to, you know, if you want to get around the U.S., obviously there's some peak travel dates and sometimes you just can't get around that. But if you've got a little travel flexibility, you definitely want to be looking around, comparing your options and maybe not just looking at redeeming, you know, some American miles or United miles or Delta miles, but maybe redeeming some of those British Airways miles you have or Singapore Airline miles you have.
What are you talking about? I don't fly Singapore Airlines. I have no miles.
You don't have Singapore Airline miles?
I mean, look, they're a great airline, but that's not my route.
Well, okay, you're probably not alone. But the reality is you don't actually ever have to fly Singapore Airline or even have their credit card to earn and have hundreds of thousands of Singapore Airline miles.
Oh, wait, you're talking about converting your credit card miles to Singapore?
Yeah, exactly. So many other folks have American Express credit cards that collect membership rewards points, Chase cards that collect ultimate rewards points, or Citi cards that collect thank you points. And while you can just spend those points directly to buy a ticket, sort of converting them to a cash equivalent, you also can transfer them often just one-to-one to dozens of airlines all around the world, never having to pay anything to transfer those miles other than just converting them. And then you can redeem those Singapore or, say, British Airways miles for flights on United or American.
So one way to start this is to audit your cards and figure out who they partner with, which airline.
Yeah, exactly. So if you don't know, you definitely want to sort of be mindful of what airline alliance your preferred airline is. Maybe you're in Detroit, so you probably likely have to fly Delta many places. So knowing that Delta is part of SkyTeam is important, and then looking up what other airlines are part of SkyTeam. Maybe you're in Denver, and Denver's a big hub for United. So knowing United's part of Star Alliance, which happens to be a partner of Singapore and many other airlines.
Yeah, and I noticed, for instance, you can take those Amex points and turn them one-to-one into the thing that Air Canada uses.
You can turn it into about, I think American Express has about 15 partners. Citi also has about 15 different airlines all around the world that you can convert to. Chase is a little bit less. I think it's about 7 or 8.
But not always one-to-one. Like, for instance, if I want to take membership rewards, turn it into Delta, it'll cost me 1,000 Amex to come up with 750 Delta.
So some airlines, obviously, there's different transfer ratios, but most partners, for example, Chase is all sort of one-to-one for the Chase partners. Citi, most airlines they partner with are also sort of one-to-one. And Amex, for the most part, most airlines are sort of one-to-one transfer. So it's also sort of notable that in addition to sort of transferring to another airline, now why would you want to transfer, let's say, your Amex points to Singapore, for example? Well, Singapore is a partner of United. And so, in fact, you could actually save a whole bunch of points if you're flying certain routes, redeeming Singapore miles to fly on that exact same Delta flight that you otherwise would have used Delta miles to fly on.
All right. But let's say I want to turn some Amex into Air Canada so that I can fly with fewer points to Madrid. I better find out if Air Canada or its partners actually have a flight that's eligible close to the dates. And so you need the Air Canada frequent flyer account. And then you need to do the search.
Yes, exactly. And so you definitely don't want to be transferring points prematurely. You want to make sure that you find the flight, make sure that they fly that flight, and that there's award availability.
And it's important to remember that there are general credit cards and there are credit cards that are airline specific, the ones that have the name of your preferred airline printed right there on the card, right?
Absolutely. And obviously, if you have the American credit card or the Delta credit card, or the United credit card, you get some perks, you know, free baggage, sometimes priority boarding, a few other things like that. You might want, if you fly a lot with those airlines, you might want to keep that credit card. But it shouldn't probably be the credit card you're pulling out of your wallet on a daily basis to make all your purchases. You'd be much better off, in many cases, of using a different type of Amex card or a different Chase card or a different Citi card that collects those flexible points, because they'll often give you 2 points per dollar or 3 points per dollar or even 5 5 points per dollar on your travel purchases, whereas those airline credit cards themselves will only give you 1 point per dollar, in rare exceptions, a little bit more. And so you might be leaving half or two-thirds of the points that you could be earning on the table because you're just picking up your Delta credit card rather than picking up your, you know, Chase or Amex credit card that is collecting those Chase or Amex points rather than the Delta points.
Yeah, I have my personal Amex is Delta points. My corporate Amex points. Yeah. And of course, I do much better on the corporate one.
Yeah, so you'd be way better off ditching or just putting the, you can keep, if you look, if you fly Delta enough that you want the free bags or other stuff that comes with a credit card, keep the credit card, that's fine. But you'd be way better off switching to an Amex membership rewards card to earn all your miles, where you can earn 1.5, 2, 3 miles per dollar spent rather than the sort of puny 1 point per dollar that you're earning on your Delta Amex card. And then you also have so much more flexibility, right? Like there's way more options for you the minute you're not only collecting Delta points.
Don't you just love the way this guy's mind works? For many of us, the credit card just stays in our wallet. Mark Orlowski thinks about it. He travels a lot in his capacity as founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute, a nonprofit. Mark, thank you.
Great to be here.